We now return to Afghanistan, and the Czechs at work rebuilding a country where an estimated 72% of the population is illiterate. In this edition of Czechs in Afghanistan, Christian Falbry reports from the north of the war-stricken country on educational programs run by the Czech charity foundation People in Need.
When you ask Afghans questions about the mentality, the customs and conditions in which their countrymen live, time and time again the answers you get are qualified with the statement, "The people here are well-educated," or "The people here are very uneducated." It is the explanation given for why people fight, why they steal, why they treat their women as they do, and why they seek to better themselves and their communities. Rebuilding Afghanistan begins at its very furthest corners, with education.
We are now in Markzar. This is the very remote village of Zari district.
And this is the most remote area you have, where you have a field office?
Yes, in fact, yes. So we are just entering this new school, which we just finished. Basically, you can still see that there are some like finishing works ongoing on the garden. But apart from that, the building is finished and already operational.
It's beautiful. The stonework is very detailed and nice.
Yeah, I think it's the nicest school I've ever seen in Afghanistan.
Salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum. Salam alaikum.
In terms of form and function, surely anyone from anywhere would be happy to attend the school in the Hazari area of Markzar. It is lovely and modern, cool and earthquake-proof, built to stand the tests of time. The 12 classrooms here serve 800 students who are taught by 14 teachers.
If you have any question, I'm in services.
How long have you been going to school here, to this building?
Mistress. 20 days.
20 days?
20 days.
Okay. And where were you going to school before you were in this building?
Nazir Khaimah.
Under the tent, they're studying.
In a tent?
Yeah.
What are you studying right now?
Geography.
Now they're studying geography.
Has he learned where the Czech Republic is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. And how many classes do they have every day?
They have two times for teaching for the student, morning and evening. In the morning, 8 classes coming in the morning, and 10 classes coming in the evening.
Mm-hmm. And what do the children do in the afternoon?
The students coming in the morning in the school, in the evening they do work for their family to bring some food. They are working like in the land and with the donkey and cows. They going to the land and making some working, and they give some benefit for their family for food. For yeah.
Okay, how old are the students?
It is different. Maybe this one is 8 years, this one is 6 years, this one is... Yeah. It's different each.
Okay, so how old are you?
10 years old. 11.
Uh-huh. And how old are you?
18 years old.
18 years old, okay. A small boy in a village uses a stick and the first 5 numbers written on the wall of a small mud house to teach another 10 village children to count. The situation with education for rural children is desperate in many areas, but it is not the main focus of the Czech humanitarian operation. A huge part of the economy of Afghanistan is based on farming, and thus the better part of the programs designed and supported by People in Need across the country are intended to teach the teachers. They are learning to teach farming through more innovative methods, appropriate curricula drawn up by leading international institutions, and they are taught the process of grant application so that they can raise funds on their own. Petra Vaisova is in charge of People in Need's educational programs.
Apart from the theoretical education, there should be a very strong focus on this practical component. So we are helping to establish experimental farms of our plot. We are providing equipment for the laboratories. Our agriculture expert is supervising and monitoring the establishment of the practical component, which may include like planting roses in the greenhouse or building a chicken unit, so that students really can get this hands-on experience, given that most of agriculture curricula until recently was very, very theoretical in this country.
But what will those students do when they finish their studies?
There is plenty of options, given that agriculture still in Afghanistan provides livelihoods for over 80% of population. Agriculture makes more than 50% of gross domestic product. So, I mean, there are huge options. Not only they could be starting working as teachers simply at agricultural high schools or agricultural institute. Most of them, they would work and, I don't know, have income generation, own plots or farms on their own. They could work as extensional workers. They could work for the government or for the local authorities as far as agricultural component is composed, so there definitely are options.
In the last 5 years, thousands of students have gone through this agricultural secondary school in Mazar-i-Sharif. Of that, 95% were later hired by the government, with the other 5% going on to work privately or to teach. They come here from near and far, often lacking any modern training in their fields. So these computers were provided by People in Need?
Yes.
Yes. And what are they learning on the computers?
One computer connected to the projector. And I teach every day by one computer. All of students should see to the wall and then practice by computers.
Do they know how to type?
I teach, but they practice. Always they practice to learn to type.
So it's very slow.
Very slow, yes, very slow. Because some of them don't know how to type. They don't know mouse, keyboard. Some of the students came from some villages. At the first time, when they saw computer, they surprised, what's it? Because they haven't seen computer before yet. They haven't seen computer anytime.
In the agricultural school in Mazar-i-Sharif, there are women learning and women teaching. But in the far-removed areas of rural Afghanistan, the education of women must be handled in a very different way altogether. Petra Vaisova, again.
Female students from high school in Marghzar are providing education for girls, those who parents are not willing to send them to schools, or there are no facilities for them to join the school, or they are really from the remote areas and too young to spend time without their families. And People in Need plays a very crucial role because we basically support these homeschools in terms of equipment and supplies and, well, whatever they need to provide at least some basic education to the girls.
Well, were there women working in these areas on starting homeschooling and improving homeschooling before you came to them?
No, I think it's quite... to some extent, solidarity was always there, but this is quite a new approach, given that more and more girls are actually entering higher education, meaning that there is someone that is capable to share the wisdom. I think it's pretty much influenced, and it may be related to the fact that there are partially people coming from the foreign countries, such as Iran or Pakistan, so even ladies returning back with a higher educational degree, so they are really aware of the situation that in which many, many young girls are in this remote area, so at least they are trying to provide very basic education.
As the volunteer teachers do not get salaries, the classes often fall apart eventually. For many women, the best they will be able to expect from their education is literacy. Ms. Vaisova is not deterred by that. Education is the key to reconstruction.
I really believe that education is the way how to support a country. And I mean, it doesn't mean that it doesn't bring new problem. For example, this year we got in Afghanistan 7 million pupils into the first grade, into elementary school. It still represents only 50%, but the Ministry of Education at this moment doesn't know how they will provide support when these 7 million students would like to continue their study at the higher degree. So there is definitely many challenges, but if you really look into the country, I think we are trying to provide as much support as possible, especially for a young man from remote areas that should be part of the educational process. That's why we are really supporting and really focusing on agricultural high schools, because I think that agriculture still represents 80% of livelihoods for the overall population in Afghanistan, so I think it's crucial.
People in Need's Petra Vajsova ended that special program by Christian Falvey.